listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service and the College of Engineering, I'm Nicole Cassell Moore. In this segment, I'll talk with Elliot Soloway, a professor in engineering education and the School of Information. We'll discuss computers and other technologies in the classroom. Professor Soloway, I take it you're a proponent of computers in the classroom.
I am.
Could you tell us why?
Sure. This is the 21st century. Computers, arguably, are the most amazing invention of the last 100, if not 1,000 years. Everything in our lives revolves around computers now, except one thing, K-12 education. So, now the question is, how do we get computers into schools? Some people say, well, just buy computers and put them on carts and let kids use them. And the problem is, unless you really understand how the technology can be integrated into the curriculum and how teachers can be prepared to use that technology, by and large, it's a typewriter. It's a very expensive typewriter, in fact. So what we're all about is to try to understand how do we transform paper and pencil curriculum into lessons that work on mobile computers, and two, how do we prepare teachers to teach with the technology on a day-in, day-out basis. Forget paper and pencil. That's old. That's 19th century at best. Children are not going to use paper and pencil. It's boring. It's not interesting. They don't want to do it. But you give them computers, they wake up, they're focused, their attention.
Okay, I've been reading in the news lately, is Google making us stupid? Are you really reading when you're reading online?
Very painful.
Don't computers distract us? Don't they make it harder to keep students' attention?
Computers could fuel the ADD in all of us. But if you have paper and pencil and you start to doodle, pens can be very, very distracting instruments too. It's a matter of how they're used. When I went to school, I was forced to memorize who were the first explorers and what country and what century. And why do I need to do that now? I can just sit and Google it all. And so the transition has to be from making children learn facts to helping children learn skills.
What is the main component that technology and computers can add to the classroom?
Technology is a motivator, is an engager. You know, in the early, late 1990s, we talked about the digital generation. But really now, it's the mobile generation. We've passed digital. Digital is very 90s. And it's really about mobility. It's about moving around, using the technology anytime, any place. And that's what the children use. They use their cell phone, they use their MP3 players, they use their video recorders, they use their cameras. How do you use that kind of technology inside the classroom? There's a wonderful statistic by the Pew Trust. They found that children use computers 27 hours a week on average outside of school and 15 minutes inside of school. That disconnect is so profound because it tells the kids that what you do at home doesn't count, it's not important, because we're not doing it in school. It's interesting, in the UK, they use cell phones in schools. And their cell phones have to have cameras. Now, in the United States, cameras are pretty much verboten. What they do in the UK is they have acceptable use policies. They call them responsible use policies. And if they violate their responsibility, there are recriminations. The kids in the UK behave properly with their cameras. And why do they want the cameras? Because they want to be able to document when they go outside and they're studying about leaves. They want to take pictures of leaves. If they're studying cars, they want to take pictures of cars. And that's part of it integrated into the curriculum.
You said you have software for cell phones that could make them able to be used in an educational sense.
Yes.
Could you tell me more about that?
Sure. The mobile technology is finally cheap enough that every single child could have a computer 24/7. In fact, they're bringing a computer to school, for heaven's sakes. We don't have to buy kids' computers. The kids are coming to school with computers. They happen to be called cell phones. So the game just changed. And now you say, well, one child brings a Motorola handset, another child brings a Nokia handset, another child brings another handset. You can't do that. Well, there are Dell computers, there are Sony computers, there are Gateway computers. How do you make them the same? You put a layer of software, and the layer of software makes all the devices look the same. Ta-da! GoKno has a layer of software that makes all those devices look the same.
GoKno is your company?
GoKno is a little company that we started. It was a spinoff from the University of Michigan in 2002, I think it was.
Then what would you do with those cell phones?
Uh-huh. Children will use a cell phone with our layer of software in the very same way that they would use a laptop computer. All the functionality, by and large, is in that cell phone. What we advocate is external keyboards that are hooked to the cell phones, but some of the children balk at that, and they use the thumb boards, and they're just happy with that. But your word processor, your spreadsheet, your concept map, your animation, your video, your audio, that's all on the cell phone. And you say, but the screen's too small. Well, that's an adult talking. I've never heard a child say, oh, I can't do Nintendo. That screen is much too small.
What would you say are the biggest challenges in integrating technology in the classroom better?
By and large, we've used technology as an adjunct. Wheel in the cart of computers, and for 20 minutes today, kids, you will use those cart of computers to write. And then we'll put the computers back in the cart and wheel them to the next room. Because there wasn't enough computers to go around. So integrating it didn't work. We also have what we call computer literacy courses, where we taught about the computer. We didn't talk about learning, we talked about computing. Where is the computer like a pencil and paper, where it's integrated, really integrated, into the fabric of the daily experience of the classroom? That's the goal that we're headed towards.
I've been talking with Elliot Soloway, a professor in the College of Engineering, the School of Education, and the School of Information at the University of Michigan.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.